Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my brothers and my sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and today we are talking about does God call someone to the office of bishop? Does God call someone to the office of bishop? This is a great question that I think needs to be asked, that needs to be addressed, that needs to be dealt with today. Does God call someone to the office of bishop? So today, welcome to our broadcast on this new installment of the Apostolic Voice. We're going to address this today. We're going to talk about this today, and we're going to handle this today scripturally and biblically so that we can know the truth. And the Bible says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There are a lot of folks today that are not free today because they don't know. They don't know the truth. They are mentioning stuff that is not biblical. They are preaching stuff that is not grounded in the Word of God. The Bible is specific, very clear on what God says about the various offices and ministries in the church. But what happened is we bring our own biases to the table. And we bring them to the table to the point where we make the Word of God of no effect. We literally make the Word of God of none effect. And the Word of God does not have the power that it's supposed to do. It does not have the power. So this is the issue. This is the issue. And so this is what we need to look at, because there's so much error out there that being preached as though it is the truth. And the truth is that somebody's wrong. The truth is that somebody is wrong. Somebody is preaching stuff that does not line up not only with the English of the text, but it does not line up with the Greek language, the original Greek of the text. The Bible, Greek, koine Greek, K-O-I-N-E, is very specific. It has not been spoken as a regular everyday language in a long time. So it does not change. Its meaning does not change. So with that being the case, then when you read it, then you should be able to read it without your preconceived biases, so that the text can say what it says and not what you want it to say. Now, I said all of that to say this, is that the text is very simple. Chapter 28, if people were to really read it, not just read it with their biases. Remember I told you a few broadcasts back about the word anachronism, where we take something from today and we try to force it upon yesterday and take something out of context and out of place and force it to mean something else with today's meaning? That's what these people are doing today. They are literally approaching this 1,600 years. Some parts of it is 1,000 years, 2,000 years. Some parts of it is 4,000 or 5,000 years old. This book was written over 1,600 years period. And people are taking today's understanding, today's Webster Dictionary English understanding of a book that was not even written in English, and trying to interpret it and trying to develop doctrines that does not even fit the Bible. And that's why we got all this mess going on in the church today, especially in the Pentecostal church. We got all these folks preaching error and talking about the apostle is this, the bishop is this, the pastor is this, yada, yada, yada. But none of that fit the text. None of it fit the text. Now, what I want to do, I want to challenge everyone that is listening to me today. If you don't believe that God calls the bishop, then I need you to go to your computer. I need you to log on with me to a site called blueletterbible.com. They ought to give me some props for that because I'm advertising them today. And I want you to pull up the scriptures. And I want you to follow with me what the scripture says in these next 25 minutes. Because, see, if you were to follow with me, and let's look at the text. Let's let the text speak for itself. Let's take our biases away. Let's take our preconceived concepts away. And let us let the text speak for itself. The first scripture we want to look at, chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Let's read that so we can understand if whether or not God calls the bishop. It says, take heed unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Watch this, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing, this is Paul talking, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of yourselves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. Don't we see that today? They're speaking all kind of things about the bishopric, the apostleship, and all this other stuff, and they have no inkling of truth in them, through them, among them, because they don't know how to interpret the text. I'm going to read this last little part, and then we're going to look at the Greek of verse 28, and we're going to see what it says, so we can dispel the error with the truth, because John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall liberate you from error, shall liberate you from sin. So then, it says, and to draw away disciples after them. Now, okay, let's see what how people are drawing away disciples after them. The text says, the Holy Ghost has made you. The word made there, thiatime, it means to set, put, place, to lay, to put down, to lay down, to bend down, to lay off, to aside, to wear, to carry no longer, to lay by, to set on, serve, something eat, to drink, to set forth, something to explain, to make, or to set for oneself or to one use, to set, to fix, establish, to set forth, to establish, to ordain. Let me explain something. Let me help you out real quick. There is no specific Greek word in the Bible for the word ordain. There are at least four different words that our English Bible translates by the one word ordain. Are you hearing me? There are at least 11 Greek words that our English Bible translates with the one word ordain. And so in this particular text, it says that the Holy Ghost has ordained you overseers. The word overseer there is episkopos, is where we get the word bishop from. The word episkopos translates bishop as bishop, overseer, superintendent, president. All those words are in that one word, episkopos. Our word bishop is a transliterated word from the German word biskop, which is the German word for episkopos, which means overseer. So episkopos, overseer. So God said that I have ordained you as overseers to do what? To poimeno, to feed, to pastor the church of God. God, theos, ecclesia, the church. Poimeno ecclesia. He literally says, pneuma diatime haimas episkopos poimeno ecclesia theos. Literally, the Holy Ghost has ordained you as bishops to pastor the church of God. Now, what's wrong here? Because we got people keep saying that the bishop is a desired office. That's because these people, and I almost said the wrong word, these people do not understand that the Bible was not written in English, that the King James is just a version of the Greek text. The Greek text is where you need to go in order to find the truth of the scriptures. So let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. And I need you, if you got a computer, pull up Blog Talk. And in the scriptural reference, type in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And let's read it together. It says, chapter 3, verse 1, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless. We're going to stop right there because we want to see what the Greek says. First of all, let's look at chapter verse 2. It says a bishop. The word bishop there is episkopos, the same word in 20 and 28. Now, let's go to verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. And let's see what it says, because many people said that the word says a desired office. It says in the English, this is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop. Now, if you go down with me, if you got it open, hit the word tool, and the interlinear for the Greek will come up. It should say that the word desire, which is strong G, 3713, ergo, is O-R-E-G-O, ergo. Ergo, desire. That word desire there means this. Let's see, can I get it to open up here? It literally means to stretch oneself out in order to touch or to grab something, to reach after or desire to give oneself up to the love of money. But the first definition is the one that is applicable to here, because we're not talking about covet after. We literally are talking about reaching for. So literally, he says, if someone reach for. Now, look at this. Look at this. The word episcope, Strong 1984, which is translated by five words, the office of a bishop, episcope. Episcope is a feminine noun. Episcope means oversight, overseership, where we get the word bishopric from in Acts chapter 1, verse 20. It says office, charge, office of an elder, overseer, presiding officer in a Christian church. Overseer, episcope. So literally, watch this. If someone is desired, the King James says, which means if someone is reaching for the episcope, office of a bishop. It is said, if a man wants the desired office of a bishop, that's not what the text says. The text says, orgo, which means to reach for. So if a man is reaching for the office of a bishop, he desires. Let's look at, because there's a different Greek word there. That's Strong 1937. Strong 1937, to turn upon a thing, to have a desire for, a long for, a desire. Literally, he longs for, his heart is, he's called to do a good work. That's what he's saying. That if someone is, Paul says it like this, you got to tie this in to Philippians. Paul says in the book of Philippians, he said, I'm trying to get a hold of that has already gotten a hold of me. So the bishopric, my brothers and sisters, is an office that is called by the Holy Ghost. It's not an appointed office like many of these clowns out there keep positing like they know the scripture. And I don't mean to say that to be offensive, but I'm almost to the point that I am just flabbergasted that people will still posit error in the face of biblical, solid biblical truth. So I have showed you two scriptures so far, that the Bible says that the bishop is an office that is called. It is a call ministry. And you reach for it because you are called to it. People got to understand the Greek. Paul says in Philippians, one of my favorite books in the Bible, Philippians, he said, I'm trying to get a hold of that. I'm reaching for that has already got a hold of me. Now, this is where people mess up, because the Greek there is so important. You're reaching after it because you are called to it. I'm reaching because I'm called. You're not supposed to reach for anything if you're not called. I chase after the apostleship because I'm called. I chase after the prophetic because I'm called. I chase after the evangelist because I'm called. Are you hearing me? I chase after the pastor, teacher, the officer, the bishop because I'm called. I chase after the health ministry because I'm called. I chase after the government ministry, that's the elders, ruling elders, because I'm called. I chase after everything that's in Scripture that God said is a ministry because I am called. If you're not called to it, you shouldn't pursue it. The problem is we have taught people to pursue after something just because they want to be it, not because they're called to it. I hope y'all caught that. I said a mouthful just then. We have taught people to reach for stuff because they desire to have it, not because they're called to it. Because there are two Greek words for desire in that text. One is to long for, to do a good work. That's the second one. The first one is I'm reaching for the office. I am only reaching for the office because the office reached for me. Oh my, Yishabah, Toro Boshiyah. I'm sorry, I just got a little happy just then. I'm only reaching for it because it reached for me. Now, some of you are reaching for it because you wanted it and God never called you to it. I just showed you Acts 20 and 28 from the Greek, that the Holy Spirit has ordained you to be episcopals, to pastor the church of God that has been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. The only pastor the Bible ever mentions in Scripture is the bishop. He doesn't mention any other type of pastor in the Bible. The apostles are the first pastors, bishops of the church. Acts chapter 1, verse 20. Read it for yourself. Matter of fact, I challenge you again. If you have a computer, pull up blueletterbible.org and type in Acts chapter 20, because he's quoting the book of Psalms. Peter is quoting as he's preaching the book of Psalms. He's for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another man take. Like I said, this is powerful. Again, the same word that is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, is also found in Acts chapter 1, verse 20. Peter said, let his bishopric, his office of overseership, his pastorship, let another man take. Why? Because the apostles are the first pastors of the church. They are the first pastors of the church. Can't get around it. Because the church, if they was not, then the church was without a shepherd. When Jesus established the church had a shepherd. Shepherds. Originally were 12 of them, and they expanded their number to include Barnabas and Paul, Silas, Timothy, Titus, Epaphras, the unnamed apostle, Apollos, all these other guys, Junia and Andronicus, Priscilla and Aquila, all these other folks are called. But if the apostles were not the first bishops of the church, then the church was without a pastor on earth, because the bishop is the office of the pastor. And since there was no, so the Bible says, according to Peter, let his office of a pastor, let his overseership, let his bishopric, because Paul continues in Acts 20:28, and said the bishop is to pastor the church of God. See, the problem is, everybody, and this one guy, this one apostle, big couple of apostles, on this page was hollering, that's the Catholic doing. But see what they don't understand. See, this is why you need to read. Don't be ignorant. The scripture said, brothers, I would not have you ignorant. Do not be ignorant. Read for yourself. Don't let these crazy people who don't know any history, who don't know any Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, teach you stuff that cannot be validated by scripture, because any text taken out of context is a pretext. Any apostle who teach that the bishop is a man-made office, do not even listen to them, because that is not Bible. Any bishop that preached that the bishopric is a man-made office, don't listen to them, because that's not Bible, because that's not the text. The Holy Ghost made you bishops. The Holy Ghost made you to be the pastor of the church. It's a shame. You know what's really sad about this? It is a shame that the few people that got it right was the Baptists and a few and the Congregationalists, and watch this, and a cult called the Mormon Church, where you have bishops pastoring their local wards, which is a church. Everybody else got it wrong. Everybody else got it wrong. Even the Catholic Church in their canon. And that's one thing I did for the Congress this year, because I don't want anybody saying, well, the Roman Catholic Church made bishops to be apostles, and that bishops are pastors, because if you read the Roman Catholic canon, it will tell you that the bishop is the pastor of the local church. See, that's why you need to read. Do not be ignorant, brethren. Go read for yourself. Study for yourself. The Bible says to study in 1 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, a skilled laborer at studying and explaining and preaching and teaching the word of God. Skilled labor. Work me not to be ashamed, be rejected, to be made to look like a fool, but rightly dividing. The word divide means to cut, to divide up, to analyze, to tear it apart, to cut it up and see what it says in the deep parts of it, and then sew it back up together so you can have a whole word and not this pretext that people are preaching today as though it is actually context. All of this stuff people are preaching about the bishopric, about the apostleship, is a bunch of pretexting. There's no context to it whatsoever. Paul says, in the book of Timothy, come on, let's read. Go to your computer again. Blue Letter Bible, y'all owe me. Go to your computer again. BlueLetterBible.org. It's easily accessible. 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Now, read that without your bias, because most of you read it as though it only mentioned one elder in that text. Most of you read that as though it mentions one type of elder in that text. Read it again slowly. Let the elders, with an S, presbyteros. We're going to look at the word elder real quick. Presbyteros is an adjective. It means elder or of age, elder of two people, advanced in life, and elder a senior, forefather, a term or rank of office among the Jews, the member of the great council of the Sanhedrin, because in early times the rulers of the people, the judges, etc., were selected from elderly men, of those who are in separate cities managing public affairs and ministering justice. Among the Christians, those who presided over the assemblies of churches in the New Testament uses the term bishop, elder, and presbyters interchangeably. Let me read that definition again, because that's the definition we need. Now, the only thing about this definition is that they mess up on one thing. You got to take two things out of here. We need to take the definition as it relates to the Sanhedrin, and we need to take the definition as it relates to the bishop, because it said the bishop presided over the assembly, and the term used interchangeably, bishop, elder, and presbyter interchangeably. Now, look at the text. Now, we look at the text again, we're going to notice that there are two types of bishops in this text. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of honor. Then it says, comma, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. There's two types of elders. There's one that rule only. This would be the governments that 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, that he established health, then it says government. These are the presbyteros, who are not bishops. They don't preach. They don't teach. They don't do nothing but act like the Sanhedrin. They rule. They, on this board of elders, are also elders who teach and preach the word of God. They labor in the word and doctrine. These are the episcopals. So he says this, the elders that rule well, prosetami, who rule, who govern the church, strong G, 42:91, well, be counted worthy of double honor, the honor of time, honor, you know, when you start handing out money and rewards and all of that other stuff, especially especially, which means there's another type of elder going on. Because you say especially, is that I got another elder I'm talking about. Because all of y'all are ruling, the presbyteros and the episcopos, both of you are ruling, but some of you teach the word of God. Some of you are pastors in the church, especially they who labor. Kopaio, kopaio, who labor, who work in the word, logos, kai, didaskalos, didaskalia. Didaskalia means teaching. That's one reason why in 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, the word teacher there is the word bishop. The word teacher there is the word bishop. I'm going to prove it to you. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to prove it to you. Go with me again. This is my last one, because watch this. Logos, kai, didaskalos. The word kai is a connecting and. It's not like the and that is de in the Greek, de, which is they. It's a whole different and. This is 25:32. Literally, you can put word and doctrine. You can use that. You can take out the and put a hyphen there. Word teaching, preaching. What we said, teacher, preacher, especially those who are teacher preachers or preaching teachers. That's what you can literally say, word, logos, kai, didaskalia. Now, look at this. This is our last point. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be through for the day, because the Greek don't lie. You may lie, but the Greek don't lie. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some, what this, pastors and teachers. Notice there's not a word some in front of teachers. There's a reason why. The Greek explains that, because the Greek says kai otos, domain. Main means some, M-A-N, main, some. And then this word main, it says apostles day, prophetes day, evangelius day. Then watch this, it changes up, because the word and is day, D-E. It said plemain kai didaskalos. Interesting, because as it spells the word day there, the word main, M-E-N, has to be put in front of every word that comes after, every word that comes before. The word main, the word some, applies to everything after the word day. You follow me? But it does not apply after the word kai, because the word kai connects the word before it to it. I can prove that. The first word, kai, look in your blueletterbible.org, brothers and sisters. Look it up, Ephesians 4:11. Type on the word, hit the word tool, and go to your interlinear, and it shows you. When it talks about, the previous verses talks about Jesus. Jesus. It says, watch this. But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of Christ. Wherefore he says, when he ascended, this is he is Christ. Now he ascended, that's Christ. He that descended is the same that also ascended far above heaven, that's Christ. He might feel up, that's Christ. Then it said, and he, I got 90 seconds, I'm almost out of time. And he, that's kai autos, which means, and he. The and he there means the same he that is talking about Christ. Then it changed the word from kai to day, because it needs to let you know that these men are not Christ. But these men are related to the word some. So it's some apostles, some prophetes, some evangelistes. Then it says, and some pastors, poimen kai didaskalos. So poimen kai didaskalos, the kai connects poimen to didaskalos, meaning it's one office, not two, it's one. So it's not a fivefold, it's a fourfold. Poimen kai didaskalos, pastor teacher. Four offices, not five, it's four. And this poor man, Kai Didaskalos, is the bishop. Is the bishop. God bless you. I hope you got something out of this, because God calls, God does call. Does God call someone to the office of bishop? Yes, because they're pastors. They're supposed to be pastors. I showed you from the Greek today. I challenge you. Those of you that listen to, get your Bibles. Get your Bibles and find out for yourself. Stop preaching the error, this error that's been propagated by all these people, and start preaching the truth. For the Bible says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall set you free. Elirahu, to set to make free. And with these words, I am Bishop Thomas Henry, and for the past 30 minutes, you have been listening to the Apostolic Voice. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.